dramatic increases in the speed of evolution. If this is really what the 2012 prophecies are about, it seems unlikely that any sweeping genetic changes would occur within a single person's lifespan. There should be gradual changes that we can track over time. We can therefore look for clues in our own genetic heritage to see if there is any DNA evidence for our own evolution speeding up. This is precisely what was discovered by University of Madison, Wisconsin researcher Dr. John Hawkes and reported by the BBC News, Daily Galaxy, and other mainstream media outlets. By studying various markers in human DNA, Hawkes concluded that human evolution has been moving at a supercharged speed for the last 40,000 years. Even more stunningly, in the last 5,000 years, human evolution is now moving 100 times faster than any other moment in recorded history. This time frame only represents 100 to 200 generations. The other fascinating implication of this is that according to Hawkes, a person from 3000 BC is more similar to a Neanderthal than they are to you and me on a direct, measurable DNA level. Approximately 1,800 genes, or 7% of all human genetics, have experienced very recent evolution. Another sign that we are experiencing rapid evolution is the so-called Flynn effect. In the 1980s, a New Zealand political scientist named James Flynn found that IQ scores were consistently going up. An IQ of 100 is supposed to be average, but people were scoring better and better on the tests, thus forcing psychologists to change the scoring systems. Since then, numerous studies have confirmed that we are seeing an average increase of over 3 IQ points per decade. This increase appears in every single intelligence test being used, delivered to virtually every type of group across 20 different countries, including some that are not literate in the traditional sense. There is also evidence that the speed of the increases is now accelerating. Flynn examined one test called Raven's Progressive Matrices, which has been given for over a century. Shockingly, a person who scored in the best 10% 100 years ago would now be among the weakest 5%. Furthermore, the number of people whose scores would now rank them at the genius level have increased by more than 20 times. These increases are not as likely to be seen on tests that emphasize culture or traditional school knowledge. Instead, the most dramatic increase is in tests that measure our ability to recognize abstract, nonverbal patterns. This should be leading to, as Flynn describes it, a cultural renaissance, too great to be overlooked. Humans are not the only ones who seem to be gaining intelligence. In 2008, UK Times Online revealed that naturalists were shocked to see orangutans swimming, which they never before have been observed doing, as well as using sticks to stun and capture fish, and in some cases even spearing them. This is another area ripe for investigation and further discovery. In 2009, Wired magazine revealed that the placebo effect has also become substantially more powerful in a short time. This is causing big trouble for the major pharmaceutical manufacturers, as in order for their drugs to pass clinical trials, they have to work better than placebos. From 2001 to 2006, 20% more products were cut after less demanding phase 2 clinical trials, and another 11% failed the more extensive phase 3 trials. As one example, a startup stem cell company called Osiris Therapeutics had to suspend trials for a Crohn's disease pill in March 2009 and said the reason was that their participants were getting an unusually high response to placebos. Just 2 days later, Eli Lilly had to abandon a new drug to treat schizophrenia when their volunteers showed a 200% increase in their response to the placebos. Existing drugs that are already on the market, like Prozac, are now also doing worse and worse when compared to placebos, to the point where they might not even get approved if they were applying for a new release. Two different comprehensive investigations into antidepressants found that there has been a remarkable increase in our responsiveness to placebos since the 1980s.